The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The short version is there are only two candidates in this race, Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg. Also, we watched a murder last night. Honestly, let's go to the scene of the crime if we can. This is the murder that occurred last night, cut number 21.
Right, now we're going to get to you. Hang on. We're going
to
get
to you. Stage, I would like to speak on the issue of race.
We will give you 30 seconds of this. We're going to come back to you on this again in just a moment. Go for 30 seconds.
Okay. So on the issue of race, I couldn't agree more that this is an issue that is still not being talked about truthfully and honestly. There is not a black man I know, be he a relative, a friend, or a coworker, who has not been the subject of some form of profiling or discrimination. Growing up, my sister and I had to deal with the neighbor who told us her parents couldn't play with us because we were black. And I will say also that in this campaign, we've also heard, and I'm going to now direct this at Vice President Biden, I do not believe you are a racist. And I agree with you. When you commit yourself to the importance of finding common ground. Mm-hmm. But I also believe, and it's personal, and it was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing. And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me. So I will tell you that on this subject, it cannot be an intellectual debate among Democrats. We have to take it seriously. We have to act swiftly. As Attorney General of California, I was very proud to put in place a requirement that all my special agents would wear body cameras and keep those cameras on.
Senator Harris, thank you. Vice President Biden, you have been invoked. We are going to give you a chance to respond. Vice President Biden.
It's a mischaracterization of my position across the board. I did not praise racists. That is not true, number one. Number two, if we want to have this campaign litigated on who supports civil rights and whether I did or not, I'm happy to do that. I was a public defender. I didn't become a prosecutor. I came out and I left a good law firm to become a public defender when in fact, my city was in flames because of the assassination of Dr. King, number one. Now, number two, as Vice President of the United States, I work with a man who, in fact, we work very hard to see to it we dealt with these issues in a major, major way. The fact is that in terms of busing, you would have been able to go to school the same exact way because it was a local decision made by your city council. That's fine. That's one of the things I argued for, that we should be breaking down these lines. But so the bottom line here is, look, everything I've done in my career, I ran because of civil rights. I continue to think we have to make fundamental changes in civil rights. And those civil rights, by the way, include not just only African-Americans, but the LGBT community.
But Vice President Biden, do you agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing in America then?
No,
do you agree?
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I opposed.
Well,
I
there
did
was
not
a failure of states to integrate public schools in America. I was part of the second class to integrate Berkeley, California public schools almost two decades after Brown v. Board of Education.
Because your city council made that decision. It was a local decision.
So that's where the federal government must step in. That's why we have the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act. That's why we need to pass the Equality Act. That's That's why we need to pass the ERA, because there are moments in history where states fail to preserve the civil rights of all people.
I have supported the ERA from the very beginning when I ran for the
Biden, 30 seconds, because I want to bring other people into this.
I supported the ERA from the very beginning. I'm the guy that extended the Voting Rights Act for 25 years. We got to the place where we got 98 out of 98 votes in the United States Senate doing it. I've also argued very strongly that we, in fact, deal with the notion of denying people access to the ballot box. I agree that everybody, once they, in fact, they should. Anyway, my time's up. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Vice President.
My time is up. Oh, you bet. In Axios, one big thing, Kamala Harris's big night. In the New York Times, Biden comes under attack from all sides in Democratic debate. In the Washington Post, Democratic rivals attack Biden, with Harris leading the way on race issues. In the Washington Post, another analysis by Dan Balls. Harris upstages Biden and Sanders with dominating performance. Wall Street Journal, Biden draws bulk of attacks in second debate. Now, the biggest story of yesterday was the fact that the Supreme Court said, go away lawsuits about gerrymandering. That's what the Constitution, it was a huge win for the Constitution yesterday. But we're talking about the debate because, you know, you can't take your eyes away from a car wreck. It was so much better than Wednesday night. Thanks to Kurt Schlichter for actually doing Thursday's show. Colonel Kurt was here. He didn't break much. There's only some shattered glass and a few beer cans lying around here. But he was pretty good. And he dealt with the No Español Hablo Curvaso.
The hispandering that was going on.
The hispandering that was going on. And I honestly, we were exchanging tweets in Spanish. I don't know if you followed that, but I was using my... Did you follow those tweets?
Yes. Like all six words of Spanish you know.
I don't know any. I used the Google Translator for all of them. So, but look.
Well, it went even, even further because Bill de Blasio decided to do his Spanish and cited in Miami-Dade Airport.
Oh, to bring up Che, I know. But my favorite part was, I guess, Cory Booker's accent was worse than mine, which is pretty hard to do since I say quesadilla when I order something at a restaurant.
You mean a quesadilla?
I asked for a quesadilla the first time I came to California. So I'm pretty sure Cory Booker ordered a quesadilla. Now, look, last night's debate was superior in every respect to Wednesday. It seems there is an advantage, quite a significant advantage, actually, to being on the second night. You can scout the journalists asking the questions. You survey the audience, you gauge the look and the feel of the venue. But even if the second part's actors in the sequel hadn't had those built-in edges, they all benefited from an almost palpable uptick in intelligence and sincere passion led by the two clear winners, Senator Harris and Pete Buttigieg. Both displayed an almost effortless eloquence and command of rhetorical devices. They did not need gimmicks. They appeared completely unrehearsed. They connected. Now, former Vice President Biden, Senator Sanders are, to be blunt, too old. Their ideas are old, their personas are old, their talking points are old, and Bernie shouts at you the whole time. Biden might be unwilling to, quote, let go of the torch, as Representative Eric Swalwell challenged him to do. Didn't Swalwell look like he was in college? He looked just so young. Buttigieg looks like he's a soldier, and he's come back from the war, and he's old, but he's mature. Swalwell just looked like a baby. He said he changed diapers. It was just terrible for his career. Not as bad as Beto the night before. Beto was just absolutely...
Flop sweating. He was awful.
The Wicked Witch in the Rain. He was melting away. But there is simply no way you are going to have someone like Michael Bennett or former Governor John Hickenlooper break loose. Why? Because they could have been on that plane last night and still no one would have recognized him. Nobody knows who you are. Go away. Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, and then you could throw in Bernie and Joe and Elizabeth Warren for an interesting debate, and then one of the moderates, maybe Tim Ryan, maybe John Delaney is joining us later, but wow, what a wipeout.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.